I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro at the NFL annual meeting in Boca Raton, Florida. It's been an extraordinarily busy offseason for Howie Roseman as the Eagles transition the front office, change the coaching staff, and move forward trying to build a championship roster for 2016. Roseman has engineered a roster that has seen eight players from the 2015 team sign new contracts, a quick dive into free agency, and now at these meetings, Roseman says it is a transition period. The Eagles looking forward to the April 28th draft where they have the eighth pick in round number one. Roseman met the media on Monday morning talking about just that in the state of free agency, which has slowed to a trickle.
Slow, you know, kind of grinding to a halt because everyone's here. And like I said, you're talking about this transition that goes on now where everyone's really going to start focusing all their efforts on the college group. But there are still some guys out there. Our pro department, led by Lou Clark and Dwayne Joseph, have done a great job of kind of setting that board and giving us all the names that we should look at. And we're constantly evaluating kind of where we are and if there are opportunities out there.
A topic of conversation for the Eagles, of course, is the running back position after the team traded DeMarco Murray to the Tennessee Titans. The Eagles know that they've got some depth in the backfield with Ryan Matthews, with Darren Sproles, and with Kenyon Barner. And Roseman is keeping his eyes open to improve the position, and that could include a leap early in the draft. Studies have shown, said Roseman, the very best running backs are taken early in the draft, investments made. So could that be a possibility in round one on April 28th?
It's interesting because we studied this. There's this narrative that you can get running backs in the fifth, sixth, seventh round and undraft the free agency. When you look back at the last 10 years of guys who are really in the top 10 in rushing, those guys are high picks. And so when you find the special talent at that position, that guy who can run the ball, who can pass protect, who can catch the ball out of the backfield, that's a unique weapon. And so I don't think the position is devalued. You know, talking to Doug, and obviously we come from the same school of Andy and what he can do with those kind of guys. And we talk about Ryan and Darren, obviously you have them. But when you go back and really look at it, and should I have some time over the fall to be able to do that, you see that really it is hard to get guys later, and the top guys are coming.
In general, though, Roseman feels good about what the Eagles have accomplished, understanding there is a lot more work to do between now and the NFL draft.
Yeah, I think it's finishing off free agency, and this is always kind of the point where you transition towards the draft. It's kind of a natural breaking point, so really kick into high gear in terms of draft preparation. Our scouts have done an unbelievable job of being on the road and going through all the pro days and getting that information back, led by Tom. And then at some point here, getting a chance to kind of go on the road and get our coaches involved as well, going to see guys live.
Eagles chairman CEO Jeffrey Lurie meets the media on Tuesday. We'll have coverage for you on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And then Doug Peterson at the annual NFC Coaches Breakfast. He will meet the media at his roundtable session on Wednesday. Of course, we'll have that covered for you as well. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro at the NFL annual meeting in Boca Raton, Florida.